21st. Let it reflect, it's 5 o'clock. Roll call vote, please.
Dan Varco here.
Don Griner here.
Stu Martinez, present.
Ken Molnax, mayor, present. And Kitty, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kitty. Ordinance number 2012-01, an ordinance declaring that those parts of the Lapine Water District and Lapine Sewer Special Sewer District, which were theretofore incorporated in or annexed to the City of Lapine, are withdrawn from the Lapine Water District and the Lapine Special Sewer District pursuant to ORS 222.520 and declare an emergency. Discussion and decision. Is there anything from the staff before we?
We conducted the hearing last week, and we had presentations and PowerPoints, and we had a good crowd here, and people vetted questions and went through it all. It's all on the record. I think that's our city attorney.
Sure. Student man. And I just think the whole, just push it down. Talk. So Rick is correct. Basically, the long and short of it is this is an ordinance that will operate to cause the withdrawal of the water and sewer districts. The hearing actually was held on March 7th, which was a couple weeks ago. The ordinance was posted greater than 7 days prior to today's meeting. I will point out that in the initial posting of the ordinance in Section 2, there was a reference to an ordinance number 2012-03 that obviously has been changed and is properly reflected as 01 in your ordinance in front of you today. The footer noted an ordinance 03 as well that has been changed, and the proper ordinance number 01 is properly identified. Essentially, if you so choose to approve this today, this will be or will effectuate the withdrawal process. The withdrawal process will become effective July 1st. There is a caveat or a condition subsequent, as we like to call it in the legal world, that is discussed in Section 3 of the ordinance. Basically, this section provides that should the USDA loan transfer assumption process not occur prior to the effective date, that the city could choose to continue with the takeover of the water district, leaving the sewer district.
The other way around?
I'm sorry, correct. The sewer district leaving the water district. And this was put in there specifically to address concerns voiced by Sam Goldstein with the United States Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
Thank you.
One final comment. There is an emergency declaration in Section 4. And it's important because this has to be made effective prior to, on or before March 31st.
Right.
And under the time constraints, obviously there's been a lot going on this last month. We have no choice but to declare an emergency. The language, the relevant or pertinent language as to the basis for the emergency is in Section 4 as well.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion, Council? Before we go, let me just make a comment. I think that the public hearing that we had was substantial. It was participated in by a lot of the community, and I feel that we've been diligent in our moving forward with this in our contact in the public hearing. Therefore, I think we're here to. I think this bears all the pieces that we need to vote for it and confirm it. I'm in favor.
I would just say that, you know, we've been working on this for a long time. There's been a lot of effort. I know Rick's been working on this a lot since he's been here in Lapine. And
22 months,
and I appreciate that. And I appreciate Jeremy's work and the fact that you explained the emergency thing. I know that's, you see that from time to time, and I like to be reminded about what constitutes, you know, an emergency in this kind of realm. You know, nobody can say we've rushed into this. It's been a very, very, really long process, and it's nice to see we're at this point. And I'm like Ken. I'm in favor of moving forward here.
Don?
There's no question that everyone that I've talked to in the city is very impressed with what we've done. They want us to move forward, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. And just like was just said, there's been a lot of hard work put in, and I think it's up to us now to enact this and move forward as quickly as possible.
Stu?
City attorney pointed out the emergency clause because I don't believe that was in the draft, was it?
It was.
It was,
yes.
Okay. But I'm glad to see that there. I don't think there's any more that can be said. This has been a long time coming. Words, you know, we've all spoken grand words, you know, everyone's worked hard together, and it's time to get it done. Enough's, we just need to get it done. And so, yes, in favor of passing this ordinance tonight and now.
Okay. Having heard the council, I would move to adopt this ordinance and with a roll call vote. Without any further discussion, all those in favor?
I move that we adopt this resolution. Ordinance. 2012-01.
I'd second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to adopt ordinance 2012-01. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And I agree. Those opposed? The ayes have it. It's approved.
Thank you.
Seeing nothing else on the agenda other than adjourn, and the fact that we're due for a short meeting, are there any comments?
While we're here, because Patty asked me today, we have a joint for next week. Is a joint it's kind of the monthly. We're having a joint meeting with Sewer and Water. And I've been talking to you about the issue that's in front of you. Now you're kind of glancing. That would probably be the bulk of the discussion there, would be that. Do you want to have that meeting still? I mean, I guess. And then you had something in the second hour.
I don't know. It's just a blur.
Okay. Patty is used to yelling at me always on Wednesdays because she has to put the agenda out. So I never really asked the district, did you want to go ahead and meet? So I thought just to run it by you. But I think with the other issue, we probably should. I will be doing it from a conference call because I will be on a 75-mile river trip.
Oh, wow.
We have a budget committee meeting next Wednesday.
Oh, that's part of the council meeting. Oh, that's right.
The work session.
We're having a work session for the budget committee members. And the budget committee members, of course, are the mayor and the council and five members of our community that will get together, and between now and May 2nd, look over the budget documents, anticipate what kind of philosophies they want to imbue into the document, and when we meet on the 2nd, possibly of May, we can have a direction, a recommendation to the governing body, which is you folks. And if we don't accomplish that on the 2nd, we've reserved the 9th for that purpose as well. So the goal would be by the 9th that the budget committee makes a recommendation to the governing body, and shortly thereafter, then the governing body entertains the recommendations from the budget committee. And that we put to bed the budget, I think, by June 30th, is that correct? So we just, we're on a short time track with a lot of dates and a lot of stuff, and we just want to get it done.
Yeah, it has to be approved by June 30th, otherwise we would be unlawfully spending money.
And we don't want to do that. And we also want to know how much money is in the piggy bank, and we also want to know what you thought, your folks' thoughts are on the piggy bank.
So we're saying that we're going to try to move to have this meeting on the 2nd. And then approve on the 9th, or move to approve.
That's right.
On the 9th, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
And again, the 28th is just for familiarization, and that is, here's the budget calendar, here's kind of the steps involved, here's everybody's role in this process, here's what we're going to be asking you in the way of questions, and if you've got any concerns, if you've got any particular projects that you've got passions for, you know, that's the time to let us know what's on your mind, okay?
And that's Wednesday the 28th?
Yes. It's next Wednesday, 28th, and I think it's the start of our meeting.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
I think you probably would do sewer and water, that right. Joint meeting first.
Right.
Because they're here for half hour.
Okay.
Then they leave, and you do your...
Penny, do you know what time did we plan on that at 6? Do you know?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would be the 6 o'clock.
Is the budget committee coming?
Yes, they've been invited. We'll do a dog and pony show at that time.
Probably, you know, my thought would be, because you're going to have mass confusion here, if you've got the sewer and water districts plus budget committee people who don't care about that issue, possibly, you could tell them to come at 6:30. You're going to have a sewer and water joint meeting, right?
At 5:30.
It's first, whenever the meeting is.
At the beginning of the meeting?
What's going to be your
We've been doing them at 6.
Okay.
The joint sessions. Okay.
So basically, you're going to start with sewer and water at 6. You've got to figure it's going to be almost 7 before, you know, 6:45, 6:30 before you.
Okay.
But it's helpful to have the sewer and the water people here. Because when we talk to the Department of Revenue, they advise that rather than addressing the sewer and the water as a supplementary budget, because we foresee they're going to be a part of us, and a supplementary budget is for things to drop out of the sky, that we need to embrace them. So if they're here already for a meeting, then they can stay and share with us any of their issues or concerns with the budget, because what we'd be trying to accomplish is our standard city budget, our water budget, and our sewer budget as all of our budgets for resolution by June 30th. And they're on the same time track as we are.
Yeah.
They have some other provisions. They have some things like they've got to provide for liens on certain days and things of that nature, which we put in the budget calendar. But we're trying to comport those, we're trying to make those budgets all agreed and get them all put to bed and put them to bed under this umbrella here by the 30th of June.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't you think we should invite their budget committee, because...
That's a good idea.
You know, I mean, if we're going to have them here, we'd want all of them, and that's the budget committee.
Okay. Okay. We'll make a note of that and we'll call them.
Is there consensus to hold the sewer and water work session, Dan, at 6 o'clock, start of our meeting on the 28th,
yes.
As we normally do?
Yes.
Don?
No question.
Stu?
It's their meeting, correct?
Sure.
No.
Well, it's a joint meeting. It's a joint meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Joint meeting, then yes. If then, it's their meeting, no.
Then that was the answer to Rick's question about we really hadn't said, so now we said that.
Yes.
Is there anything further?
That, just to let you know, that's already on the calendar for the on the web. So.
Oh, right. Okay. There being nothing further, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Can I make a second?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. The opposed? The ayes have it.
Mr. Mayor, can I make just a short statement? And include your meeting.
Sure.
I was remiss when we had the hearing on the dissolving of the sewer and water in not giving the credit where credit is due. And Rick deserves all of the credit for that happening. We were kind of stumbling along, and he came on board. He knew what moves to make, what buttons to push, and what people to contact to make sure that moved forward. So I think Rick deserves all of the credit for this happening.
I don't want all the credit. You have to share. If you